And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here and Rock Cod Rick Maxa here too. And John Ireland, our good buddy from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, is here talking about one of the best places on earth.
Yeah, you got it, man. We're having such a good time. And we said at the beginning of the show, it's so easy to talk about because it is just my favorite place to go and hang out. And we want to hear your stories, man. Be a part of us. Let's Talk Hookup this morning. If you want to call, ask a question to John, talk about your favorite experience from the ranch, we would love to hear from you during the second hour. And if you want to get through, the best way right now is with our toll-free number. It's open right now. There's just one of them, but it's open right this second at 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. You can always call us on our local line. It's all full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through in the second hour. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, local number 858-457-1090. Not only are we talking Rancho Leonero and all this great local fishing that's going on, talking about Whalers Cove, we're also giving away such a great prize today at the end of the show. It's the brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the What's Up frame, very cool frame from Maui Jim's. It's that matte black wood grain frame with a great neutral gray lens. Such a rad pair of glasses. Somebody's going to be so stoked with those new Maui Jim's.
For sure. Indeed. Hey, mark your calendar. Just 2 weeks from today, it's our final San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast. Saturday, September 3rd, Labor Day weekend at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon. The good guys over at El Cajon Ford are going to be hosting us again. And it's your last chance for the big grand prize, a four-night fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska. That includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. Hey, you know, Alaska's flying to great fishing destinations like Los Cabos, Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. Sign up for an award-winning mileage program. They have the best. Click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com, and you can sign up right there. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We have Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. The prize cowboy is going to be there. He's going to have a load of stuff. We're going to open the chutes and dump all the rest of the stuff,
cool,
being our last broadcast there. So you want to be there for sure. And you have a chance to win that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines, too. 1 in 8 chance
That's crazy.
You qualify either by random drawing or by winning the casting contest. Check the trips page at Hook or the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and details. Saturday, September 3rd, your last shot, 2 weeks from today at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine in El Cajon.
All right, well, the phones are literally packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to John, so we're going to do just that, jump right into the phones and talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My wife was asking me a question, so I better ask the question. I don't get beat up. She was wondering, what is it cost to go to the ranch there, you know, per person or the family race or whatever? And I know you guys have the Ponga down there, but what about cruisers? Are cruisers available? Is it something you order or charter when you get there, or you book it ahead of time?
No, if you can book ahead of time, and we have both cruisers. We have about even cruisers and Super Pongas. We have more Super Pongas than the other hotels in the area, and they're real popular. But we have cruisers as well. We have all kinds of cruisers, from very high-end twins to the Super Cruisers, which are $550 a day for the whole boat. Super Pongas are $300 a day for up to three people. And lots to do for the family, good spot for the family. We were just talking about that earlier, safe as it can be, and we enjoy the families.
Indeed. It's a great spot. You should go, Mike. You would love it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Gus. Call us from Burbank. What up, Gus?
Gus!
Yo, you guys.
Hey, Gus.
Yo, Gus.
Hey, that was a great trip to Whaler's Cove Lodge, wasn't it?
It was a great trip.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal. Both the whole week was just, the Powers family has just made everything better and better and better every year. And you know what really made it fun, Gus, was you bringing the smoked salmon.
Oh.
You called me up beforehand. Yeah, you missed the smoked salmon.
I missed out on that.
But he said, you know, I know it's Alaska. Should I bring my smoked salmon? I said,
yes, you should.
Kind of like bringing sand to the beach. No, 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 Gus. Yeah, everybody, that was very generous of you to share that with everybody, Gus.
Oh, that was part of my plan, you know. But I just wanted to give a 5 stars to Whaler's Cove Lodge. They really outdid themselves. The fish processing is just great there.
Unbelievable. You know, I got home at 11 o'clock last night. I opened my box.
And it was frozen.
Frozen
fish.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything perfectly packed. I mean, it is now on, I'm going to tell you, their fish processing has taken the level to be as good as Kingfisher's.
I would agree with you. And I was very skeptical of you saying that.
Yeah. Because,
you know, of course you're going to say
Kingfisher's
about
the best.
People. Yeah, and it is on that level. It is that good.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I was blown away. Everything perfectly packed, very easy labeled, boxed, ready to go. And my experience was exactly the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, we flew out on the float plane, so we were there early in the morning on our ride home, and I didn't get back until, same deal, the late flight night, every single piece, rock hard, frozen solid. It was awesome.
We went through Seattle on the way home yesterday. It was 92 degrees in Seattle.
Whoa.
So imagine that with that fish. But
Jeez.
It still got home at 11 o'clock, frozen solid.
That's
right?
Such a cool place, Gus.
Yeah.
And I would just like to touch on a couple of things. You know, we were pretty much assigned a captain and a co-captain, and that was Alan and Tina on the I don't know if I can pronounce the island.
Yeah.
On the Queen there.
Okay. Killisnoo Queen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's on Killisnoo Island.
Yeah, and those two were absolutely great. I think this was their first year there, and I'm telling you, they were second to none. They both knew their stuff, and I just wanted to give them, 5 stars.
And how about the size of the coho, huh? I know on our boat
Beautiful.
We had a 19-pound coho, we had a 17-pound coho, we had several 15s and 14s, and I mean, normal-sized coho is 8 to 10 pounds.
Yeah, a big one is 8 to 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, like 6 to 8-pounders
are
like
a record size.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Coho. Yeah, bigger. We were catching kings, too, and these were way bigger than the kings.
How about my yellow eye?
Oh, Gus's yellow eye.
17.5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the yellow eye were biting.
Monster.
Yeah, and the halibut fishing was outstanding, you know. We thought we had a lock on that. You know, the Powers family offers a 2-for-1 for whoever during the trip catches the largest halibut during whether the 3-day or the 4-day. 2-for-1, okay, it's a $4,000 trip on the 4-day.
Yeah.
That's quite a prize, right? They're giving away $4,000 and they're giving, you know, $3,000 for the 3-day. But we were in the lead. John Textoris was in the lead with a 140-pounder. And the last day, somebody had like 180-pounder. So edged us out.
Yeah, monsters.
Edged us out on that one. They had some big fish. But lots of big halibut, salmon. And you were right, Rick, fishing the jig on the halibut.
They were on that thing, weren't they?
Ridiculous good fishing.
So cool.
Yeah. And it was the other thing, too, I got to throw out kudos to Ahi USA for that live deception jig. Jason told me a little tip. 5-ounce live deception jig, and then you put a little bend in the live deception jig, so it has a little action
Ball
to it.
A little different.
I mean, the drop back, we get bit on the downriggers. I drop back, and it was unbelievable how many fish caught on that drop back live deception jig. Yeah, 5-ounce. So, a lot of fun, and we had 3 spectacular days of weather, and one Alaska day.
And my wife fished.
Yeah, your wife fished too. Yeah,
and she caught her first halibut. First silver salmon, she caught rockfish. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
I would say one thing that I took away from Whaler's Cove, if you're wanting to make a trip with a wife or a girlfriend or somebody like that, it's a great spot for them because it's very, very easy. The style of fishing is very easy. The weather is very calm. The lodge is very, very comfortable. The food is easy. Like, every step about it, if you were wanting to go with a wife or girlfriend that maybe fishing isn't, they're not as crazy about it as you might be, this would be a perfect place for them.
Oh, yeah. You make your lunch every day the way you want it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic breakfast, and the dinners are just spectacular. Yeah.
And it's just got that very cool, it's what you would think about an Alaska lodge. Yeah. It's very remote, yet they still make it very easy to get to. A lot of log cabin-y feel and killer fireplace and big common areas to hang out. It's awesome, man. It was my first time, and I couldn't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, we talked about it earlier, John. I was introduced to Whaler's Cove by Bruce Borgraves, who lives down at Rancho Leonero. Great guy. He's the one that introduced us. And when we were introduced to Whaler's Cove, it was not super popular. I mean, they were doing okay, but struggling a bit. We started promoting it, and they did other promotions. They changed some things at the Whaler's Cove. Now,
oh man,
try and get in there.
Seriously?
Yeah, it is so popular because there's nothing like it. When we finished fishing, I timed it one day. We were 7 minutes from the lodge. 7 minutes.
Think about that.
Lodge. Yeah, how easy it is to get in and out, and the weather, the processing, everything about that place. So my point about that is that this is not a hype. This is the real deal. You want to go to Whaler's Cove in 2017, there are a few spots, and Jay told me he would hold our block for a couple of more weeks. And they're going to also hold 2016 pricing until September 10th.
Oh, wow.
For our group. And our group gets an extra fish box. So, in other words, they give you two fish boxes processing for free. Our group gets a third. That's a $150 value at no extra charge. So
that's a great deal.
It is a great, because you're going to take three home.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, you can take a lot of fish home.
I took three home on a 3-day.
On a 3-day.
Yeah, you know, fighting.
Yeah. So if you want to go, check our website, hookup1090.com. The dates are Saturday the 12th to Saturday the 19th. The first one is the 4-day, Saturday the 12th, that I will be hosting. And then the next one is the 3-day that'll be midweek there on Wednesday through Saturday. Or you can go for full 7 days, which a lot of people did too. So
yeah.
It's a great place. WhalersCoveLodge.com for more information. Hookup1090.com on the trips page. Are you going next year, Gus?
I already have reservations.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that all the guys that fish with me, we're all booked. Well,
I know Team No Bananas is all booked.
They're
he was
all
up
booked.
There at the same time
and
I was.
And people go, and they rebook on the spot because they know if they don't get in, they're not going to get in.
Trust me, I got home, I started calling people like, you don't understand this one. Like, you said it best. This is the real deal. Let's make this happen.
Yeah,
I'm going for sure next year.
So if you want to go with us next August, great dates, great time, great place, WhalersCoveLodge.com. Trust me.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good.
It's a great spot. Book it now. Thanks, Gus. Great fishing with you. Appreciate that.
All right. See you, Gus. All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. I know they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to John. Let's talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Mission Bay this morning. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
What's up, Jerry?
John, 30 years ago, you came down to my dock with Johnny and Gail Johnson on a boat called Alacranito. Do you remember them?
I do, yeah. Butch Butcherelli and Dr. John.
So, John, I will let the people know. John came down. I don't know him from Adam. He sits there with us, and we have cocktails and barbecued some shrimp or something. I forget what we had to eat. But what you're listening to, folks, is the real deal, and John is the real deal. If he says this is happening, it is happening. It's not just advertisement and hype and all that. It's the real deal.
That's the truth.
That's all I wanted to say, John.
Thank you.
I wanted to say hi to you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Nice,
Jerry. It's been a while. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line if you want to get through. 877-792-1090. I have a chance to talk to John Ireland. Have a chance to win a pair of Maori Jim sunglasses. 877-792-1090, or you can get through one line open at the local line, which is 858-457-1090.
I got a question for John, because it's one that we get in the tackle store all the time, and it seems like a fish that a lot of people want to either check off their bucket list, or it's just an exotic one, is wahoo. And people ask me all the time, and I always say the same thing, that just call John or call those guys. But if somebody were wanting to catch a wahoo, to the two things would be, what time of year would you say? I got three of them. What time of year, what type of boat should you get, and what should they be dragging?
The Super Pongas are fine. Any boat. The Wahoo are close inshore, and I have to tell you, they bite when they bite.
Okay.
They bit through the strong through the spring. We had as good a Wahoo bite as I can recall this spring. A lot of them came to the boat. None really big. I don't remember any over 70 or 80. We normally get 10 a year that'll be right up button up against 100 pounds. But it's hard.
That's a big one.
They are around. But the problem is predicting what time of year.
Sure.
If you really want a Wahoo, be flexible. Listen for the reports and call in. And when it starts going on, that's to be flexible and get down there. Right now, it's picking back up again. We had Gabrielle, one of our managers, went out and picked up three right in front of the ranch, just right off the boat anchorage. You know, and their biggest was about 60 pounds.
Nice.
I showed you guys the pictures, and he had eight, you know, knockdowns and lost a lot of lures. They were, I guess, they're catching them on Rapalus.
Okay.
So, but they're around, and again, everything's kind of picked up. There's a lot of all the game fish around. We finally got a good consistent yellowfin bite now. Dorado are finally come back after years. Now we're getting quite a few Dorado, more blue marlin than striped and sails, and there's a lot of those around. Good inshore fishing. You know, I was looking at the pictures and a lot of nice barred pargo and dogtooth snapper.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I mean, we're talking about fish in the 20 to 35 pound range. And if you look at the pictures on the website, and those are fish that you don't get in many spots.
Yeah.
And that it's just real consistent bias. If you're willing to fish the bottom and fish that kind of fishing, big amberjack, big cabrilla, and all that.
And the crazy thing is if you want to do let's go to Rancho Leonero next weekend, or you want to go in a couple of weeks or something like that, there's availability right now.
Yeah, there's.
And it's prime time. And the airfare right now, because there's so much competition flying into Los Cabos, airfares are unreal.
That is to the T of what I did last week. I mean, we literally booked the trip a week out. It was like, man, we got 2 days off. Let's just go for it. And we flew down inexpensive, stayed at the ranch a couple of days, flew right home again.
Not only is it easy to get to, it probably cost you one-fifth of what it cost you to go to Alaska. I had to say that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's a totally different experience.
No, and you know what? The logistics for those guys.
Probably less than a fifth.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, Alaska's an expensive ticket.
They have a three-month window. They got their logistics. They pay triple for their fuel, everything.
Yeah.
Everything they do, they have to charge what they charge.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that, but that said, it's with all the variety and all the different species we have, it's the best, least expensive blue water fishing.
High-end blue water fishing.
I know we've said it a half a dozen times, but I got to say it again. It is so easy to get to. You could be eating breakfast at your house in the morning and having a margarita and having lunch at the ranch in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that easy.
Sounds good.
And I don't know how many, there's thousands of different species down there, too, that you can catch.
Totally.
Different kind of fish and stuff.
Cazadores, Patron.
There's lots of different
species.
About round 4:30 or 5.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. The local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to pin on your bait and put fish on the deck. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks are available at your local tackle store. And let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen, always on the fish. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning.
What's going on, Dave?
Good morning, Dave.
Rick, I just wanted to thank you. The last couple times I've called in, you weren't there. That night that you stopped by my seminar and shook my hand, the next day we went out and caught those two monsters. So I think it was all because...
It's all about touching
Rick. Rugged off,
yeah,
didn't
you got to go touch Rick.
It's all about touching Rick, I'm telling you.
I saw the photos. Those were beauties, man. Congratulations, Dave. That's awesome.
Incredible. Yeah, and, you know, that stuff's still going on out there. It's incredible. It's only been going on since April, so... It hasn't really been going on that long, but you might want to check that out if you got a chance to go out there. This wind's going to finally back off here Monday afternoon. And then, Dana Point, they had a flash on those bigger bonita here in the middle of the week. That stuff up to 10, 12-pound bonita. And that stuff's going to come right back as soon as that wind backs off. We've had a kind of a crazy wind event here the last couple of days, so it's been hard to find that bonita there off of Dana Point. Along the kelp line there, Dana Point, up and down from Newport down to Oceanside there, there's flashes of that yellowtail anywhere from like 3 pounds up to like 40 pounds, depending on what grade of fish you get on and if there's some current conditions. Over there at Catalina, still very good yellowtail fishing all over the island. It doesn't seem to matter. Every day it's a different area. Then over at San Clemente Island, that bigger grade yellowtail has showed up over there, kind of pushed that smaller fish out. There's some big spots of fish there in the cove. Up at China, then up on the west end there, up the dunes, there's some more bigger fish up there. And then the big news is that yellowfin's finally just starting to bite down there for San Diego boats, and the private boaters are starting to get them in the U.S. waters, and some of the local boats are getting them even. I know there's a boat up there at 22nd Street Landing that had like 80 fish yesterday, and I know he wasn't down below the border. So, guys, like I've been saying this whole season, if you're not going fishing, I have no idea what you're waiting for because everything's happening. You go get a world-class bluefin, a world-class yellowfin, world-class yellowtail at all the islands. You just got to get out there and go fishing. That's all I can tell you guys. You got to go fishing.
That's the truth, man. There's way too good of an opportunity for a giant one to not go. You don't want to let this season go by without putting your time in. It's just worth doing it.
Exactly, Rick. And you know how many days we've gone out and not caught them. You cannot get discouraged because you didn't get one. You got to go more than once.
That's the truth.
I can relate to that.
Trophy hunting. You know, that's what it is. And you got to put your days in, and eventually you're going to be – that's what it's going to take is every day you go, you've got a shot for sure. And even when they're not banner days, there's plenty of fish that get caught. But the more days you go, the greater your opportunity to be there on one of those days that all that fish is floating and it's wanting to bite, and you're going to – the stars are going to align, and you're going to be so stoked that you put in all the time and effort because you're going to have a 150 or a 200-pounder on the deck looking back at you.
Yeah, and the other key, as you know, Dave, is going in and rubbing shoulders with Rick at the tackle store, and then you're going to get him for sure.
Exactly. It can't hurt. And, you know, Rick pretty much knows what's going on that bigger grade fish, so if you guys have a chance to go down there to Fisherman's Landing and talk to him, he's going to steer you in the right direction, show you the right tackle to use and the right yummy flyer to use on that day. So you got to go in there and at least talk to them and find out. If you're not doing that and you're not catching, that's your own fault.
Well, we appreciate it, Dave. Well, the other deal is staying up on fishdope.com, and that's the beauty of that service is guys like Dave fish every day, report actual straight information to those guys, and it just keeps you in the loop of where you're going, what you're doing, where the fish is at. And you can watch it on those fish bite icons. You can see when that fish starts to move off of one bank and onto another, and you can just keep tabs of what's going on. And the beauty
I did it in Alaska, man. I
keep yourself
in about what's going on right there on fishdope.com.
Every day. That's what's so cool about it. And if you want to get a $20 discount on a new subscription, just go on to fishdope.com, punch in the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is going to save you $20 on a new membership. And, Dave, great report as always. If somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do that?
You guys can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com or give me a call at 949-374-0786. And Kelly and I are leaving on a nice harbor cruise today on one of their new 50-foot prestiges up there at Bayport. So we'll talk to you guys next week.
Sweet. Have fun, Dave. Great report. Catch another big one this week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, a big block with John. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup with John Ireland and Rancho Ladero right here on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on Baja's East Cape is here. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, John Ireland's favorite. The what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, and the phones are packed, so let's jump into it.
They are indeed. Let's talk to Charlie. He's calling us from Gardena right now this morning. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, Rick.
Thanks, Charlie.
Question for John.
Good morning, Charlie.
Also, good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Mr. Island, what is your favorite month to fish the ranch, and what is your, you know, weather conditions throughout the summer?
This time of year through October is the best fishing, and it's a more typical year this year than we had, than last year was, and it's good right now, and I expect it to continue right on through October. The ranch is sitting out on a point. I mean, you're literally, when you sit out on the dining room, you've got about 270 degrees around you. You're surrounded by water, and it's always breezy out there. So it stays pretty cool through the summer if you're right on the ranch and on the ranch property on the point there. A good 15 degrees probably cooler than town, where the other hotels are located more in the lee. So it's very pleasant, really, through the summer, but it's all about the water. And right now there's the water's 81 to 87 degrees, a lot of temp breaks, and a lot of activity, a lot of bait in the water. Pretty much every species we normally have is biting. Definitely August, September, October, to answer your questions, are the big three as far as the best fishing. And and when I would go down and inspect it. If you like billfish and you want a guaranteed billfish, come down March and April and May, and we'll put you on as many striped marlin as you want. Those are the striped marlin months. But when if you want yellowfin dorado, the wahoo normally, the bigger roosters and all that, it's those months. Actually, you can add July to that as well, but August, September, October are really the big three.
There you go.
Thank you, John.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
No, thank you, Johnny.
All right, next up, let's talk to Tom. He's calling us from La Habra this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Cut Gov.
Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
This is for John.
Hello, Tom.
I'm fine, thank you. Yes, for John Ireland, I would like to know what the price range is. Your ads always seem so inviting that I always have a problem with the funds. So do you have any answer on that? Thank you.
Our pricing is reasonable. All the hotels in the East Cape are pretty similarly priced, to be honest with you. Our meals are included.
So let's break down kind of a budget trip to Rancho Leno. You have a standard room. How much is a standard room?
The standard room is about $175 a day for two people.
For two people.
Tax. So it comes out
and that includes three meals a day.
Exactly.
$175 a day, including three meals a day.
So you figure $100 a person for staying at the hotel and eating. And that's all your meals included.
Per
yeah, per day. And then the boats, depending on what kind of boat you want to go on, they're $300 a day all the way up to $950.
Super Pongas, $300 a day.
$300, and that's up.
And that's
up
more than sufficient to
up
get
to
absolutely.
There.
And they're
if somebody, pardon me for interrupting, but if somebody wants to come in and triple up on the rooms are plenty big, even the standards. If somebody wants to triple up, it's an extra $40 for your meals. To add it to the $200, so now it's down to about $70 per person.
Yeah,
something like
including
that,
including all your meals.
And then you go on the Super Pong with tax and everything else, about $350. So three guys are sharing that, so it's about $115 a piece for that.
Yeah.
So you can,
and then your cab ride, if you can group up with another group, so like say $25 each way per person, $50 round trip.
You can do it.
And then you get a Valeris ticket out of Tijuana for $75 each way, $150 round trip, or you go on Alaska. I know AlaskaAir.com's had some sub $300 round trips out of San Diego multiple times.
I suggest people start with the air. You know, if they're flexible on their dates and all that, start with the air and get the cheapest air you can, and then we'll work with you on the pricing on the rooms and put you in whatever your budget is. A lot of guys will come down. Three guys will come down. They'll stay in the standard room. They'll fish a Super Ponga. They'll do as well as everybody else, and it's really a bargain.
Yeah, easy on the pocketbook.
It really is easy on the pocketbook. So you can come down at least two or three times, you know.
I get it. I like that.
All right.
Thank you,
hey,
Tom.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Very good. Yeah, it's amazing when you start to break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, in comparison
it's
to other
reasonable.
Vacations.
It's reasonable.
I mean, how do you do it?
Jeez. Well, I don't have I own everything, so I don't have I don't pay a rent.
Okay. You pay no rent.
Oh, my, literally my cost.
Your rent is to the Mexican government, the taxes, right?
Yeah, taxes and my employees, you know. Those are my.
And you take really good care of your employees.
I do.
Yeah, that's why they stay.
They're all family. Like I said, my average tenure of my employees is 24 years.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Makes me feel old, you guys.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Richard, who's calling us from Monrovia. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, it's been like 20 years since I was down there with Dennis Spike fishing off the kayak.
Uh-huh.
Those days.
Hi, Richard.
I'm doing a trip for about 2 to 3 weeks, keep delaying it, and I'm probably going to be hitting your spot up Saturday or Sunday, Monday time frame.
Great.
What's the best way to go after some roosters and dorado from the kayak?
Well, you know, it's all about the bait. It's really straight up. You know, they go for the live bait. You can catch them on conventional Rapala sometimes, surface poppers with a lot of surface action. They seem to be really suckers for fly. They seem to go for fly more than they do than conventional artificial lures. But really, the key is live bait. And if you can pick up some first thing in the morning, get on the kayak and pick up a couple of live bait. And
live caballito, live mackerel.
Caballito, lisas, mullet.
Lisas, mullet, yeah.
Mullet. We got various baits, but they'll go for all those. And then slow troll, you know, I mean, you don't have to go very far. Right in front of the ranch is as good as anywhere to get into the gallos. And it's, are you coming down, did you say, this coming weekend? Is that
probably.
Right?
I'm doing a kind of a road trip, hitting different spots up. I'm kind of going as far as I can south, as fast as I can.
Very good. Well, yeah, it's good right now. It's good right now, and it'll be good, I assume, through the next month or so at least. So it's a good time to come down. Like I say, live bait's the way to go, and it's fun to catch them off the kayak if you can, but if you really want to guarantee and get in a real big rooster fish, take a Super Pongo one day. Or, you know, a lot of guys, if there's two of you, then you can take a Super Pongo and mothership it, and we'll load the kayaks up, and you can go out and catch a marlin off the kayak. A lot of people,
would be fun.
A lot of people doing
that's
it.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
But that a lot of marlin on fly this year, a lot of marlin on kayak this year.
Amazing.
Bunches. So,
yeah. Hey, have a
great
trip.
Down there, Richard.
Look all
forward
right.
to it. It's been
Thanks
a long
a lot
time.
For the call, for sure.
All right, next up, let's talk to Steven. Called us from Aliso Viejo. Hi, Steven. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Steven.
Thanks for taking my call. My question's about when you see on a reel the drag is 25 pounds, how do you know what line to put on it? And then for Mr. Ireland, is there a minimum night stay there at the ranch?
Well, I'll lead out. No, that's an easy one. No minimum. No.
You want to stay one night? You can stay one night.
As long as you like.
Yeah.
That's cool. And as far as drag, a lot of manufacturers will say that this reel makes 25 pounds of drag or 40 pounds of drag. They're usually referring to the maximum amount of drag pressure that a reel gets, which a little bit is kind of a marketing thing. You know, most of the time you're using around 25 to maybe 30% of the drag pressure for the line that you're using. So if you're talking, you know, 30-pound test, you're using very small amounts of drag. Reels these days are capable of making a lot more drag pressure, so it's a little bit of a marketing thing saying, hey, this reel makes 40 pounds of pressure, when in reality you're using 10 pounds, or you're using 12 pounds, or using 15 pounds. That's a lot of drag pressure to try and hang on to. So your amount of max drag pressure often doesn't correlate into what it makes as far as what you're really going to use the reel for. You're typically matching reel size to line size, you know, smaller reels, that kind of thing. I would say the best bet is just go into your local tackle store, talk to one of the guys, say, this is the type of fish that I like doing, this is the type of line size, this is what my budget size is, and hopefully they're going to have a fair amount of variety to show you several different reels that'll match your price and your budget and kind of go from there.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Jeff and Benita, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Hey, John. Quick question. Tackle. I always seem to bring way too much tackle when I go down to fish Super Pongas. If I'm heading down in August, what should I bring?
Good morning, Jeff. You know, bring down some you really don't need to. We have all accurate reels. We've got all new equipment. Every year we replace all the rods. Really, the equipment's good. We've got great pen casting reels, spin casting reels from the beach. So, you know, gosh, with what it costs for the extra bags and all that, you really don't need to bring much. I suggest that you bring, if you got a couple favorite reels, throw them in your bag. You can put them carry on, but they can't have line on them. So throw them in your bag, a couple of your favorite reels, and we'll take care of the rest. Rapalas, because there are a lot of wahoo, and if you're going to be coming down in the next month or two, everything seems to be biting the Rapalas this year. Big ones and little ones, darker colors seems to be the best. So
like a X-Wrap 20?
20 or 30, probably.
30.
I like the 30 for those just because it's a little bit longer. The 20 gets bit just fine, but the 30's longer, so it just keeps the business end away from your line a little bit.
Yeah.
Better.
Well, they're but all different. They're biting on all different sizes. They're biting on the smaller ones. I know Mark Jenrin caught a 100 plus pounder on a real small
Rapalas.
A little one.
Did you hear how he called them Rapalas?
I'm not going to pretend that I like it. All right, I'm not going to pretend
Rapalas,
that I like it.
Rapalas.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's Rapalas is correct, John.
It is. No, you're saying it right.
Yes.
Rapala's good too.
As long as you buy them, they're fine with that.
There you go.
As long as they know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
But it is cool that. That lure just gets bit.
No, you look at them swimming up. The action on them is unbelievable. The only problem with them is that because they're light, most of them are wood. You know, they get torn to pieces by those wahoo.
Yeah.
It's worth it every.
Oh heck yeah!
If you get one lure per wahoo, it's worth it.
I'll take that all day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. John, I just wanted to ask you, the ranch seems pretty remote. How do you guys get fresh water out there?
Ah, good question, John. We're proud of that. We've got our own wells. We're the only hotel down there that's got its own independent water system. I have a 200-foot subterranean well with a submersible pump in it, and then we've got a 300,000-gallon holding tank on the highest spot on the ranch, and we gravity feed the hotel and all the houses in our subdivision. The water, we test the water at least once every couple months. Water quality last time around was 12 times the water quality of the city of San Diego. We've got good water. You can drink it right
That's
out of
great.
The Yeah, we drink it right out of the tap. We're proud of it. And for the hotel, we've got a sewage treatment plant, 100% recovery, that so we take all the water out. So we're real green, you know. We don't advertise that much, but we really try to take care of the ecology around us. Yeah. We have the same as city of Las Vegas. We get same engineers built it, and basically the crap floats to the top system. You know, they're open tanks, and they just stir, and then
you water the lawns or whatever with the.
And then we use it for irrigation.
With the water, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Cool.
It's a great spot, and that's, you know, you look at a place, you're in the middle of the desert,
right.
The Baja Desert, and here it is, you're in this oasis of Rancho Leonero.
Love it.
Beautiful green grass and palm trees and plumeria bushes all over
everywhere.
The place. It's just, yeah.
I had to put in my own wells. I had to create my own water system. Back in 1979, there was none of that. We ran on generators for almost the first 10 years I was in. And then I ran in 8 miles of poles and line. I ran in all the federal power to the ranch as well. So over the years, I was 31 when I started.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Infrastructure is amazing.
And something I have to say about the ranch, and we have split air conditioners now. I have a thermostat in every room. They're all brand new. Brand new beds in every room. They're all
super comfortable.
Pillow top. We've got stuff you don't see. We put a commercial laundry in there, so you got bigger, fluffy towels, nice bedding. Put in a new kitchen in the hotel. We really worked on upgrading everything, not changing it, but making everything better. So, you come back down, it'll be a nice experience for you, John.
I'll tell you something that I didn't ever experience that just cracked me up was, you know, it's all palapa roofs, which is what gives it the cool Baja feel. I was down there for... It rained a bunch.
They keep it out.
Not a drop. I mean, how do you stay? I mean, we had like 10 inches of rain. Not a single drop comes through a palm tree roof. It just blows me away. I love it. I absolutely love it.
They're also real hardy in the storms. They hold the wind real well. You know, before the big wind events, normally it rains a lot and they get saturated. Then we've got tuna net over the top of them to keep them together, and they hold together really well.
It's amazing.
When I first built the hotel, it was by far the least expensive, cheapest roof you could put on. By now, it's by far the most expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Got permits. Each bundle of 100 leaves you got a federal permit on.
Because they're so popular.
And they're funny. The palmeros are the guys that cut them. Palaperos are the guys that install the Indians to put them on. And the palmeros won't cut. They'll only cut 5 days before full moon, 5 days after full moon, because they think that otherwise the bugs will eat the palms. So those are the only good times.
Only
to cut.
Days.
So, really? So there's 10 days a month that you can buy a palm when you're putting on rust and stuff.
Wow.
It's interesting. They're all hand tied. It's beautiful. It's art.
And it is.
It's a dying art too. It's from the Indians of the mountain. So
yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up? We talked to Peter, who's calling us from Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning, Peter. You're on with John Ireland.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Peter.
Can you hear me okay? Peter.
Loud and clear, buddy.
Okay. Hey, first, I guess I want to say I have mixed emotions about this discussion about Baja because I love it down there so much. I don't want anybody else to interfere with my fishing. But the other part of it is everything you're saying is totally true. It's the most incredible bargain. Such good fishing. And beautiful, too. I mean, personally, I like to drive down. We go down, getting through San Quintín isn't so much fun, but once you get past that, you stop at Mama Espinosa's, and then, you know, the drive across the desert is just, with, you know, a car full of your buddies, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, the drive is part of the deal. I enjoy it. I do at least once a year I try to make the drive. So I keep the Baja blood in me.
Yeah, never you really learned it.
Me either. I want to. I'd like to. That's something I'd like to do sometime.
And
I've never done.
Jumping on the silver tube.
No,
I'll meet you down there.
I intend to do it one of these times. But, you know, it's like you said, the problem is you just time. It's so easy to jump on the plane and be there. But it's definitely something that I will do at some point. I want to make the drive.
Well, even up by San Quintin, you know, in the spring and all the fence posts, you know, they take the local wooded cactus and they use the fence posts and flowers are growing out of the posts and everything. You know, in spring, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Even up there along San Quintin, and they're growing a lot of water.
Yeah.
It's beautiful the whole way
cool.
down.
All right.
Mature.
Great, Peter.
Couldn't agree with you more, Peter.
Thanks a lot for
Thanks,
the call
Peter.
This morning.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Dave. He's calling us from Chino this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good morning. Anyway, my question is, where exactly is it located? Is it after Mulegé? You're in the Cape, right? And I was wondering if you're booked. Can if I camped out there, can I use your resources?
We do have availability. It's down. It's in Cabo San Lucas County. It's about 45 minutes from the 45-50 minute drive from the Cabo Airport. But it's on the lee of the peninsula, just at the end of Cabo County, and. It's very private where we are, and there's four or five other hotels in the area. There's camping, and we're happy to supply you with a boat. We don't have camping right on the ranch, but there's a number of
there's a campground in Los Barriles,
yeah,
right?
There's a trailer park in La Rivera, and also
and La Rivera, right there.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. There's one there, and there's also two or three in Los Barriles.
So if you look at a map, it's kind of halfway between Cabo and La Paz.
Right.
Right.
Well, not quite. It's about a third of the way, maybe.
A third of the way from closer to Cabo than it is La Paz.
Much closer.
Yeah.
Much closer.
But it's a beautiful place. It's on the Sierra Cortez.
To give you an idea, it's an hour and 40-minute drive from La Paz and 45 from Cabo Airport.
Yeah.
We flew home from La Paz this time just because we picked up a different flight towards the very end there, and it was a really cool drive. I hadn't been through that way, but it's cool driving up through the canyons and everything. It's
El Triunfo.
Yeah,
it
was really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of history. A lot of history.
I dug it. You know, I mean, for the normal route, I would still do Los Cabos because it's easier and it's faster and everything, but it was a really cool drive. It was fun.
No, there's a lot of history. Old El Triunfo used to be the largest city on the Pacific coast.
I heard. That's cool.
Yeah, North America back in the 1800s, bigger than Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. It was French mining town, and really interesting. The old cemetery and all that up there.
Yeah.
Dates way back. It's a lot of history in there. It used to be a big town, a population of 25,000, I think.
Wow. And now?
Now it's probably 70 or 80 people. Yeah.
70 or 80 people.
But they're renovating.
Not 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Christy Walton, Walmart Christy. Lives in the area, and it's quite a benefactor in there. Done a lot of good things, and she literally bought the town, and it's renovating.
Wow.
The whole area. Yeah.
And that's how far from Rancho Leonero?
Oh, about half an hour.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's cool to see, man. It really is. I dug it. It was awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, and that's a beautiful drive, too.
Well, really nice.
Have an alternative of flying into... and La Paz is a great city. I love La Paz.
But you know, I got to say it, too. What's really interesting is... Alfred Eiffel Tower of France was down there, and he was the one who did all the designing for them at that time. So in Santa Rosalia, all of the works there. But in the middle of this town, El Triunfo, it's like leveled where all the smelters and all that were, and there's one perfect smokestack. It's just right up in the middle of the town, and that was the smokestack that Alfred Eiffel built.
It's like the Eiffel Tower of Baja.
It is the Eiffel Chimney of Baja.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to stoke somebody out with a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait.
ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim What's Up sunglasses is going to Richard in Monrovia. Richard, congratulations. You are going to love those Maui Jims. They are the best around.
Yeah, there's no comparison, for sure. Not. John Ireland, Rancho Leonero. The best around, Rancho Leonero. You want to go? How do we find you?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. Get on the website and check out the pictures. We're trying to do a better job of staying current with the pictures and taking more and posting them. And what we're doing is the best photos are always from the guests themselves on the boat. Colors are better and everything else. And we've been doing a much better job of collecting those photos and putting them on. Check how many barred pargo, dogtooth snapper, amberjack and stuff.
All the other stuff that
people don't normally get an opportunity to get a whack at that we've got gobs of.
Just cool. Good fishing. And you have availability in prime month, September, October, right?
And yellowfin and Dorado and lots of billfish. Yes, it sure is. Yeah. It already is. It's going on right now.
For sure. All right, John. Thank you for being here and thank you for listening. Hey, be sure to check out our website. Hookup1090.com, all our social media too. I was able to get on because I had great internet over there, able to get on and do a lot of stuff from Whalers Cove, and we try and keep you on tabs with what's going on around here, both local, long range, Alaska, Rancho Leonero, on our social media, Facebook page, if you're to friend us on Facebook, and the Instagram page. Be sure to like us on, is it like? On Instagram?
You follow
on Instagram. Very good. And, of course, we'll be posting some new videos from Katmai Lodge, from Kingfisher Charters, and, of course, we have one we're working on right now for Whalers Cove Lodge on our YouTube channel. You can learn all of those on the right top page of hookup1090.com. On the front page, you can link all of those right there on the front page of our website. And we'll see you back here. Next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Jeff Mariani from Cedros Tackle and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks going to be here next Saturday. Then next Sunday, Pete Giacalone, the one and only Pete Giacalone, will be here from Kussler Yachts in San Diego. It's going to be a great two shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Adam. And we'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090.